You're listening to the Binge Media Podcast Network on bingemedia.net. And now, Small Screen Heroes.
It's filled with human jetsam. They may be drinkers, Robin, but they're also human beings. It's a low neighborhood full of rum pots. They're used to curious sights, which they attribute to alcoholic delusions.
Small Screen Heroes, it was on this week, gonna talk fucking Marvel and DC. You can rely on Batch and a guest host, you can rely on Batch and whoever. Small Screen Heroes, Supergirl and Flash, Doctor Who, Preacher, Arrow, Walking Dead. You know you're gonna love this podcast, Small Screen Heroes.
Hey there, everybody. This is Batch. Welcome to Small Screen Heroes. Small Screen Heroes is your one-stop shop in bingemedia.net for all things comic book pop culture. As always, we are a spoiler podcast, so anything we watch today and talk about today, if you've not seen it, come back at a later time. Now, that's normally the MO for the show, but this is a very, very special episode of Small Screen Heroes because we had a big loss with Adam West passing away. I would go so far as to say if it wasn't for Adam West, there would be no Small Screen Heroes because he's the OG, he's the original. Batman 66 is one of the most beloved comic book television shows of all time. So what we're going to do today is a very special commentary track for the Batman 1966 movie. And to accompany me on this, I had to get my resident sidekick, the Bunch Wonder, the one, the only Adam Bunch. How's it going, my friend?
Hey, thanks for having me back, Batch. How you doing? It's going great.
It's Batchman and the Bunch Wonder today on Small Screen Heroes.
Dynamic duo.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to be watching and doing commentary for the Batman 66 classic. How much do you love this film?
It, you know, growing up, you love it as a kid. You kind of go away from it a little bit.
Then you start to hate it.
And then right now, you know what? You appreciate it so much for what it is, for the fun and the seriousness. And I was able to watch it with my kids probably about a year ago. I was like, you know what? They're watching some of the old shows with me on TV. TV Land or something was playing them. And I'm like, let's watch the movie. And being able to show it with the kids made me appreciate it a lot more. And man, I love a 66 Batman. I really do.
Mm-hmm. Where would you put it, like, in the pantheon of all the Batman movies? Is it, like, top five?
If it... Let me see.
It's hard to compare them because there's the different genre. There's the different eras. You got your Tim Burton era. You got your Christian Bale era. You got the bullshit Ben Affleck era, which we can hope is getting better after Wonder Woman. I have faith in Whedon.
Am I going to be kicked off if I say just how much I love Batman versus Superman Dawn of Justice?
Go fuck yourself. But don't go nowhere. I need you.
But yeah, this is definitely a top five film for me. Whether you're in the mood for something campy or something seriousness, it's there, and it's special. Mm-hmm. Even now, 50 years later, because 66 were what, 17, so 51 years, this movie's still special.
Okay, so what we're going to do, if now you're watching it on the Netflix, correct?
I'm watching it on the Netflix.
So it is available on Netflix. If you have the Blu-ray, fire that up. If you've got it from Anonymous Comic Book Guy, fire that up. Right now we are on the 20th Century Fox screen. So when you hear the sound, let's get at it. 3, 2, 1. And we're off. Old chum. Now, funny, 20th Century Fox were the ones that actually make this film.
Yeah, which is, I mean, that really plays into, you know, decades ago, how you would get different companies owning different parts of TV rights versus movie rights versus movie on TV rights, and really plays into that weird era that you don't see too much anymore because everybody wants to own it lock, stock, and barrel.
This is before Fox ruined the X-Men and the Fantastic Four.
Well, we'll see. Rumors for new Fantastic Four now as of today that I'm hearing.
Bullshit. But that's a different broadcast.
Oh, there's that logo.
Mm-hmm. I love this opening credit scene.
Oh, this is fantastic. The colors. Right now it's playing as a serious type of detective spy pulp movie from back in the day.
Mm.
Adam West, Burt Ward.
Now, did you, in his later years, Adam West did the convention circuit. Did you ever see Adam West at one of the cons?
I never did. And obviously now, with, this being such a huge loss, I really regret not seeing him. I think it was last year, he and Burt Ward together were here in California. I can't remember if it was up here in the Bay Area or down in Southern California. But I thought about it, didn't get a chance. And just like missing Stan Lee 2 years ago at my local comic shop, I have a bad feeling that I'm always going to regret not taking that opportunity to meet him.
Yeah, I was actually lucky to see Adam West and Burt Ward do a panel at, I think, their last appearance at Fan Expo a couple years ago. It was tremendous.
Yeah, Burt Ward, he really didn't seem to do much, after this. Did a little bit of vocal and all that, but he, of all things now, he makes dog food.
Yeah.
It's like some specialty type of stuff, specifically for large breed canines.
Yeah, he really got into the dog rescue and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, supposedly got a hit. Bob Kane. You know what? That's the one thing that I miss, and I hope if this gets a re-release, I'd like to see Bill Finger's name on this.
Oh, absolutely. It deserves to be there.
I'm really glad that DC's starting to make things right, not just with Bill Finger and the new contract with Superman's creators, but with a lot of the old-time creators are starting to make it right again.
Fuck Bob Kane for taking all the credit.
Fuck Bob Kane. Great documentary on I think it's everywhere. I know it's on Amazon, a bunch of other ones with is it Bill and Batman? But it's about Bill Finger and his contribution and how he really got screwed out of it.
Mm-hmm.
This movie just jumps right into it once the credits are over.
They assume you've seen the TV show.
Yes, they do. This is access to, I'm assuming we're queued up at the exact price.
Yes.
So they pull back the, they're there with the dickie and the cavat, looking almost like Fred from Scooby Doo. Pulls back the bookcase, and it says Bat pulls the Bat Cape. Well, no crap. Who the hell else is gonna see that it's?
Way to give it away.
Bat pulls to Bat Cave. Thanks. Who is the sign for?
Batman and Robin have got shit to do. They don't have time for exposition or dialogue. They get home and immediately go out.
Oh, and right away we start getting some vehicles. Oh.
Why is the Batcopter not stored at the Batcave? Like, why does he have to outsource all this shit?
So who's paying the bill for the hangar that the Batcopter is staying at?
Not Bruce Wayne?
Is it not Bruce Wayne? Is Lucius Fox cutting the checks? Is a subsidiary?
Sidney Poitier should have played Lucius Fox in these movies.
Oh, God, that would be beautiful. This is. Do you watch a comic book man on ABC, Batch?
Yeah.
Did you see the episode where they actually that Mike got to take a ride in the Batcopter?
No, I haven't seen that one.
Oh, it's gorgeous. And the way that it's done, it doesn't fly with the wings and stuff on it because aerodynamically it can't do it. It doesn't provide the lift. So it's amazing, but everything on there for the wings is actually completely impractical. But it's a practical copter.
Robin immediately wants Batman to turn around for all those chicks.
Chicks and swimsuits on the rooftops. Dick has got plans for the ladies, I tell you.
Mm-hmm.
That is not what. That is not Burt Ward in that copter right
now.
Whoa, freaking 40-year-old man suddenly showing up.
I thought Bruce Willis's stunt double was bad in some of the Die Hard movies I'm doing for the binge aftertaste, but that was terrible.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen it that closely, but that, oh crap, that was funny.
He had a full fucking beard.
Those Die Hard aftertastes were absolutely fantastic, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
I think you guys are killing it. I've listened to each one more than once. I love it.
Oh, nice. It's all downhill after this one.
I love 3, but after that...
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's barely... If you look at some of the profile shots on Adam West Batman, those ears are almost imperceptible on that cowl sometimes. Mm-hmm. The bat ladder. You know, there's somebody who's employed by Wayne Industries that does nothing but make signs that adds bat to whatever item they have.
I want one of those cowls so bad that you can fucking order online. Oh,
I do too, and I would find, you know, a head to put it on, but just it's something else. I mean, the blue with the blue, it's classic.
I would wear that to Lollapalooza next year.
Oh yes, I would. You know what? If you wear that, I will wear the Robin outfit.
There we go.
I'm completely entranced by this.
Yes, yeah. We're going to go silent a couple times just because. Now, how much do you think they paid Adam West's stunt double to do this?
This had to be, because you figure at this point, the show's huge, so
that's,
you know, people.
That's some good green screen right there.
You know, it's better green screen than I've seen in some current movies, though, I'll tell you that. Yes. Die Hard 2.
That's not entirely not true. Robin has no idea how to fly this helicopter. Bruce won't let him touch the wheel.
But he's literally not flying. He moves over into the pilot seat, and he's not doing anything but talking on the radio. He's not flying the copter whatsoever.
Batman has done a bad autopilot.
Kerry Kelly could do a better job of flying that helicopter. Uh-oh. And Batman's in the water. God dang it, Dick. And we have Bat Shark. Holy sardine, Batman.
Where did the shark come from?
I mean, the shark had to be just there waiting for him to drop at the right spot. No blood. It's a dull tooth shark.
Where's Aquaman when you need him?
You know, the shark looks about as good as Bruce does in the original Jaws, though.
Yes.
Not the same quality. He's got the shark repellent. Look at the amount of repellents he's got on there. He's got a whale. Bat ray repellent. Everything for the water.
Why are they on the helicopter? Shouldn't those be on the bad boat?
No shit. Of anything that it should be in the helicopter, why do you have shark repellent?
Now, if Robin's on his way down, who the fuck is flying the helicopter?
Again, this has got them. You know what? Like we learned in The Dark Knight Rises, Bruce Wayne knows how to fix an autopilot.
Oh, that's right. Now, the shark repellent was my favorite joke in the Lego Batman movie.
It was mine, too. That doesn't mean anything. You can have that one.
Vintage Robin.
You know, you got to have the one thing that shows, yes, I used to be an acrobat. Don't mind my Robin dick crotch right here in the way.
The bat ball sack sticking out of the...
The shark just explodes as it hits the water. For no reason whatsoever.
There's C4 in that shark.
So shark repellent, sprayed on shark, shark falls, shark explodes.
You can tell when they're writing the script, like, fuck it, moving on.
And that's really what it had to be, too, is... All right, we got scene. All right, write something to jumble it together.
If that was John McTiernan, that explosion would have been a whole lot bigger.
Is he Michael Bay taking his cues from it as a young lad?
Mm-hmm. Something tells me that's not really a reporter in the hat.
No, you get one reporter. Her name, the funny thing is... Is her initials at her name? What is it? They spell out Kitka, because that's not a hint whatsoever as to who she is. But yeah, you got everybody sitting there, and one just done up as a nice little Russian, what, like a cheetah type outfit
with a leopard print fucking camera. Batman immediately wants to fuck her.
You know, Bruce Wayne's got moves. No matter what, he's slick. take off your mask. Yeah, sure. Why not?
Now, did they ever give an explanation why all the Catwoman looked different?
I don't think they ever did. You just kind of take it with a grain of salt. And even growing up with that, I mean, you can't have, you know, whether it's Julie Newmar, whether it's Lee Merriweather, man, do they not bring you into your manhood when you're a little boy.
Your dad.
As Burt Ward personally attested to growing up in a sexually charged set from what he said.
Now, we almost did the Batman 66 XXX porn parody, but I thought better of it.
You know, it would be an interesting thing, and I like our time together, but that might be stretching it just a little bit.
Yes, a whole lot of Bob and Dick in that movie.
Not nearly enough shark repellent.
But a lot of explosions.
Hey, hey. So supposedly, Commissioner Gordon just has a list of, yes, here's all the super criminals, this is where they all are. Why don't you just capture the goddamn criminals then?
Well, you know, this was pre-Arkham Asylum.
Yeah, true. How up to date is this? You got a TV mounted on a wall.
Closed circuit, so they're gonna watch WrestleMania in like 20 minutes.
And this is when we get introduced to, hey, everybody you've ever liked on the TV show is about to come back in a movie.
The best Joker, Cesar Romero.
Something special.
Oh, yes, Batman.
Goddamn mustache, though.
Ain't nothing wrong with paint on the mustache.
Pretty fishy happened to me in the letter. This show's just the... You know, this is the bright detective. There's a fish on the ladder, fish like penguins, exploding shark. It must be a riddle. Why? Cause fuck it. That's why.
O'Hara has no fucking clue what's going on. He's three beers in already and it's like 10 a.m.
You know, he is what you get now with Harvey Bullock, just a little more Irish and not enough beard.
Mm-hmm. Have you read many of the Batman 66 comics that they're doing?
Only a few, but not a hell of a lot of them.
I love the Batman 66 Green Hornet mini they did. Kevin Smith and Ralph Garman wrote.
I liked that quite a bit. I thought that Smith and Garman were really able to capture the tone of it.
Oh, yeah. And I like how they brought Bane and Two-Face, like classic versions of those modern characters in there, too. Ra's al Ghul, they've introduced him in the Batman 66 books.
And it disappointed me that they didn't keep it on. You got such a fan with Ralph Garman, a guy that loves this era of Batman and knows the voice probably better than anybody currently at DC. They used him to really push the title. And now they're continuing it on without him. Yeah. I thought that was kind of a dick move.
Pretty much. Just making out next to a bar fight. Was this what it was like at Lollapalooza and Moe's?
I assume this is exactly what Moe's was like here. You got, you know, a couple guys sitting there making out. I'm assuming, you know, Ammon's nowhere to be found.
Oh.
You got Law and GC sitting there punching each other out in the corner.
Yep.
And Miss Kitka works her way upstairs to find pretty much the entire Batman's rogue gallery just hanging out.
That is one of my favorite looks for the Riddler. I want that suit. I would totally rock that suit.
That is a bad at. You know, there's been a lot of fan art showing Neil Patrick Harris as Riddler, as he was rumored to be one time. You look at Frank Gorshin here, and he looks like a Neil Patrick Harris would be as a Riddler.
Mm-hmm. What the fuck? That cat was like, just... Penguin's totally going to fuck up that cat.
You know, I absolutely love this penguin. And it shows, you know, with the anniversary of Batman Returns just happening last week, all I can think is Mickey Penguin just trying to do the, here's the pussy I'm looking for.
They all have their own fucking shelf. I love no one's allowed to look at fucking privates.
private jokes. Riddle.
Don't look at my riddle books.
Refrigerator for foot.
All the answers are written in the books.
You know, definitely more of a pink outfit on Joker too than the classic purple. I wonder if it was just how it was looking on camera, but it's much like it's fuchsia.
Yeah, Penguin's hat's kind of pink too.
Yeah, it had to be just the look and the way that it showed up on screen, because Gorshin's Riddler is a, I mean, that's just an awesome suit. You're right. Captain's got some salty balls. Thank you, steward. What captain has Joker on his fucking boat and thinks he's just a steward?
I would not eat anything the Joker gives me, like, ever.
I mean, the captain's literally just like, sure, he's serving me food, he's on my boat, he's just a normal little guy.
Need some sun, arr.
You're a little pale.
Look at that mustache.
Yankee dollars. It's funny because throughout this movie, his makeup, you know, sometimes that mustache is really sticking through.
Yeah.
Well, and here we see a nice little Rube Goldberg making the captain think that he's actually got a, what the, I mean, does the captain really not know that he's not looking outside? He's the worst captain in the world.
No. One thing that always bugged me about the Jim Carrey Riddler was that he was just basically doing the Joker.
Yeah, that's exactly what he was. That's my issue with Lex Luthor in Dawn of Justice, is he was basically doing the Riddler.
Tommy Lee Jones was essentially just doing the Joker as well. There was two Jokers in that movie.
You know, that one, I mean, such a potential for a good Two-Face, but he was never a Two-Face. He was One-Face. You never got a different side of that Harvey Dent whatsoever. Really, really missed an opportunity with Billy Dee Williams after two movies and all the promises of what he was going to be, to just get it yanked out from under him.
At least he got it in the Lego Batman movie.
He did, though. I was so disappointed that we didn't get a little more. He got like two lines. I'm like, all the build up that he was finally going to get to be Two-Face. When it comes to the Nolan movies, I think that's something that with Ledger being, you know, killed off, I think that was something that was supposed to carry on into what he was hoping for a part three. And I think we were actually going to get, you know, a real Two-Face from him, and it just, with Ledger going out, you just had to completely take everything a different way.
Well, I always felt the theory that Two-Face wasn't dead at the end of that movie.
No, I think it's, I mean, a fall, you weren't going to kill off, you know, Harvey Dent that way.
And, like, he was probably locked up in Arkham, and Bruce wanted everyone to think that he was dead so that he died a hero.
Yeah. I mean, I think Nolan had a plan to really do an actual Dark Knight Returns with that cast, and, you know, plans got scuttled.
Hated that third fucking Batman movie.
Yeah. It gave us Talia, though. I wish it was a better Talia, but I've... I mean, it's something else to actually get a Talia on screen. I'll give it that.
Yep.
In fact, I was at a store recently and came across a Lego set, and it's a Batman Lego set, not from Lego Batman movie, but it was called where is it? I got it here. It's Batman Rescue from Ra's al Ghul. And the greatest thing in the world, my wife looks at me and goes, "This has Talia in it, doesn't it?" Yes, it does. So I had to pick it up. There's actually a Lego set out there with a Talia al Ghul Lego figure and a Lego frickin' Lazarus pit.
Oh, that's awesome.
And that alone, I'm like, you know what? I don't care what it costs. I would pay the $40 just for a fucking Lego Lazarus pit. Now we get the Bat Boat.
The Bat Boat is pretty baller.
I mean, again, you're talking over 50 years ago. They got some pretty damn awesome vehicles through this thing.
Mm-hmm.
The Batboat, you know, and you got the bubble glass almost like you have on the Batmobile. So it keeps, it's reminiscent of that vehicle, but still a boat.
No one water skied behind the Batboat, though. So that was a little bit disappointing.
You see Alfred taking that out, picking up chicks on the weekend.
Yes. Wearing the Batman cowl. Yes, I'm Batman.
And it still has a little red police beacon on top of it because mm-hmm. reasons.
He's a cop-ish.
See, but you look at the Batboat, now Robin's in the driver's seat. Oh, wait, nope, it's a boat. It's flipped. Never mind.
Yeah.
Fucking submarine.
It's the best sub ever.
It got flippers on the goddamn sub.
And it, the feet.
Oh, shit.
How much How much would that fucking sub cost, the Penguin, just to customize like that?
I mean, it doesn't make any sense. You look at the people here, it makes no sense how all of them have the money for the things that they have that they would need to go get anything else. Penguin has a full-blown military-sized fucking submarine.
You know what I want them to do for future seasons of Legends of Tomorrow? I want them to go to Batman 66 universe.
Oh, that would be unreal.
Like that episode of DS9 where they went back to the classic Star Trek and everything was retro. How fucking amazing would that be?
Oh, that would be fantastic. And you could. I mean, the thing on that show, they set it up. They can go anywhere at any time. Multiverse doesn't matter. I mean, we got future Oliver Queen, the one-armed Ollie from Dark Knight.
Yep.
I'm also really hoping, I would love them to go into the future and give us a Batman return, Batman Beyond.
Yeah.
I think that would, you know, just even if we just meet Terry or see a suit up somewhere, would be pretty tits.
Mm-hmm.
And look at that backdrop.
I just want to see Tom Welling come back as Clark on that show.
I would really like that, too. And I think they could cross. I'm surprised, of all people, Tom Welling hasn't worked into one of the shows.
What is he doing now?
Fuck. Not a damn thing. You know, I mean, shoot, at least freaking Rosenbaum is now a freaking guardian or a Ravenger. You know, stepping out on Guardians of the Galaxy.
Batman's got the bad money in the bank briefcase.
Batman's winning this money in the bank match, people.
Mm-hmm.
Why is there a ribbon on the periscope? It's like each of them have their own side to the periscope with something identifying what side they're supposed to stand at.
It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month on Penguin Sub.
That's exactly what it looks like. Penguin's a sponsor of the Susan G. Coleman Foundation. You know, this buoy's really tilting to one side.
Putting a little bit of weight on there, Bruce. Gotta get the bat girdle on.
Look at those legs on Robin. Whew.
Wait a minute. He only put one screw on that and the whole thing just flew off.
One screw, the sheet flies off, and then suddenly it pops out to the side. So not only did it keep it in, but it kept it pivoted from turning around. Hey, look, these are the fire buttons. In case you're not sure what they do. You know, it's funny, with the Batboat, the company that made the Batboat, they made it for the production for free as long as they held the film's premiere at the headquarters of the company that made the boat.
Nice.
As, was that? I think it was Glastron Boat Company down in Austin.
Mm-hmm. Joker, or Penguin, I hate to break to you, but there's no smoking on this boat.
I mean, you don't smoke in a submarine.
Mm-hmm. Secondhand smoke kills Penguin.
So this, it is amazing to see the differences where back then, you know, a G-rated movie, you got no problem people smoking the entire time. Five, four, three, You know, Riddler standing doing the splits almost like he's Robin. Look at my junk, everybody.
Yep. Look at my ballsack.
I love the stories of Burt Ward. Has no problem going, yep, as a boy, I was just a little too endowed, so they had to take me down because it was making people uncomfortable. That is, whether it's true or not, that is the best goddamn story.
Pretty much, yeah.
But even at his age now, going, yep, I got such a big dick, they had to double drawer me.
One thing I do like also they did in the Batman 66 comics is they've actually made Burt Ward Nightwing.
Oh, did they really?
Mm-hmm. It was the Batman 66 Wonder Woman 77 miniseries.
I heard that crossover is really well done and that they do an interesting and a good way to do it that makes it make sense.
Oh, yeah, because it takes place like in different time periods. So it goes like the 40s, the 60s, and then like the 70s with an older Adam West and older Dick Grayson, where he's like in a 70s Nightwing kind of outfit. That's
you know what? That explains Disco Nightwing so perfectly, too. You could do it.
Yep. I really like the Batman 66 Legion of Superheroes mini they're doing right now, too.
I haven't picked it up because I want to wait till it's finished, but mm-hmm. I've heard great things on it.
Oh, yeah. Totally talking shit about the back computer, how bullshit it is.
It is a freaking Deuce Ex Bat Computer Machina, where no matter what you need, you just change the sign on it.
My cell phone is more powerful than that Bat Computer. Yo ho ho!
That is, they are in a bathtub filming this goddamn thing. That is a pair of lips on a periscope.
Of course it is.
Holy gee willikers, Batman. I mean, there's got to be... I mean, imagine if they made this today, the amount of merchandise... this movie hit... fell so ridiculously quick.
This was before everything got like mass produced just to make toys.
Yeah, I mean, they were the stuff that was made, you know, just because. Oh, it's Batman. Who else would call on that phone? Yes. Ahoy! God damn it, ahoy! It makes me think of How I Met Your Mother and the Captain. Ahoy, ahoy!
Ahoy, ahoy!
And for kids watching this movie, that is called a Rolodex, and that's where we used to keep phone numbers.
In our day.
Actually, not even in our day, in our parents' day. Though to be fair, I still have one on my desk at work. T.N. Gwynn. That's where the good.
Only thing I don't like about this movie, no Batgirl.
Yeah, you would think that, especially at this time, Batgirl... wasn't, because this is after season 2, I think.
Yeah.
Batgirl was introduced and would have been really great to have her. Though it's the same problem with Lee Merriweather is that, you know, Catwoman isn't done the same way. Neither Catwoman are done the same way. You know, they could have found a way to bring her in, but I don't know.
So nice to know goes into, so... As opposed to the regular waste. This is where we shred all our important documents. To the stock footage, Batman!
Giant rocket out of nowhere. I mean, that's a fucking Cape Canaveral type of launch right there out of that rocket.
Yeah.
Oh, look, something's written on the missile that is... We blow up a missile in flight, and it is perfect skywriting up there in the sky. I mean, it is spaced out perfectly. It is legible. That is cleaner writing that I can do. Oh, yes. And we got some more Robin Dick.
Yep. For those playing our drinking game, every team you see Robin, Bob, and Dick.
You know what? You could, because that camera, I mean, five or six times already is put his crotch center screen.
Look at the choreography in this scene.
Dancing back and forth. Do, 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 do. You know, on the Lego Batman 3 game, one of the things I really like is you can go into the Batman 66 set.
Yes, yeah.
You know, you get down in the Batcave, keep going over, and you find just a set piece, and the music changes, and yeah. It's from the series.
That's one of my favorite Lego Batman games.
It is huge. It's expansive. I happened to get it on a deal when it was, I don't know, 20, 30 bucks. I'm like, you know, give it a try. And I was new to the Lego games, and that one got me hooked, and now I'm into quite a few of them.
I still haven't unlocked everybody yet, but...
No, there's a I see frickin' Adam over and over, and I can't figure out how to get his dumb ass. Mm-hmm. But that, I mean, there's something like, 80 characters to unlock in that game?
Oh, yeah. Kevin Smith's in that game. Conan O'Brien's in that game.
Yeah. Jim Lee's in the game. Yep. I mean, they find the new Marvel one they're about to put out. You know, now it's just a one-upmanship type of deal.
Yeah.
The United World Building, because no United Nations at the time?
No. I never noticed that before. His notes are just all question marks. Would have killed them to put King Tut in this movie? They just wanted the A-list villains.
It looks like the episodes you get where you'd have King. I mean, the. You know, the way it's done, the color, everything looks like a King Tut, egghead.
Bookworm.
I mean, you could have just done it's great they got the main rogues. It's fun to see them all here. I can't imagine what it took to actually get them to do it all together. Like, some of these had gone on to do other things.
Yeah. There were two Riddlers on the show, weren't there?
There might have been, because I know... Frank Gorshin, Riddler, left. Oh,
look at that lining. Look at that lining.
That is a... You know what? I may try to find that suit online. There's got to be...
Someone has to make that suit.
The back of the vest.
Yeah.
And the bait. And we're going to have the most convoluted plot just so we can all play.
Just so we can fit every actor in the scene together.
Batman will bop Catwoman with you have no idea, Joker. He bops her good.
Repeatedly.
So are you up to date Batman comic-wise, or at least last month, and know what happened with Batman and Catwoman?
Yes. I got no problem with that.
Yeah, interesting way to go. I don't think it'll actually come to fruition, but it's Why a great not? Way to continue the story.
For those who haven't read, Batman finally proposed to Catwoman.
Yeah, and it was a nice issue. They was it 24, 20, whatever. I mean, it's apparent on the cover. It's everywhere.
Yeah, it's a cliffhanger.
And it was spoiled like the day before it came out, too. Pissed me off.
Yeah. Now, all that is basically tied out of what happened with the button, which we covered on the show at length. With when Bruce Wayne met his father, Thomas Wayne, from Flashpoint, Thomas told him, "Don't be Batman, find happiness." So I guess that's what Bruce is doing, is finding happiness and proposing to Catwoman.
Trying to find a way to, yeah. Speaking about finding, I mean, and look at this Bruce Wayne.
Look at that pimp.
That is full pimp. Look at the, I mean... Look at that. Is that a cravat? An ascot? What's he got under that shirt? Definitely got a collar.
That's a Garrett Collins pussy magnet.
Bruce Wayne Poon Slayer 66.
There you go. Where's that figure? The Poon Slayer Bruce Wayne.
His comrade Wayne. This is as freaking bad as Moose and Squirrel. This is one really bad Russian put on.
I would laugh if he knew it was Catwoman all the time and he was just fucking with her.
I mean, at what point does he get Miss Kitka? It's the world's greatest detective. The nails.
He's already been shot at by a penguin sub and a riddle in fucking skywriting. Put it together,
and
Bruce.
And had to kick an exploding shark off his leg.
Yeah.
Shall we discuss it over dinner tonight?
All right. Giggity giggity.
And she purrs. There we go. Telephone. God dang it. Alfred will see it. My butler will let you out.
And by out, I mean escort you to the sex dungeon.
Alfred, lock her up and get her ready.
That's the other bat pole.
The one Robin doesn't get to go down.
No. He keeps trying to sneak in that room.
Oh, I've got such an affinity for this Alfred, too. Mm. This one, just like the, just like Alfred in the Tim Burton Batman, that quadrilogy, just, I don't know, something about him. That is Alfred, those two right there, as much as anybody.
So you prefer old feeble Alfred, not Alfred with a shotgun, badass Alfred?
When it's in this, I love old feeble Alfred. Shotgun, you know what? Scott Snyder's Alfred can kiss my ass just because he's the worst shot possibly in history. Puts a shotgun to the back of Joker's head, fires it, and somehow finds a reason to wound him.
Yeah.
But I'll say, like Gotham, which I enjoy. I look at it as an alternate universe type of take. I enjoy that Alfred quite a bit. That more Jeff Johns, Earth One Alfred is pretty freaking sweet.
Have you heard the theory about the Gotham series that it's actually not Batman, but technically that Earth may be Earth Three and it's Owlman?
I read that recently.
It makes a lot of sense with the tone of that world.
Yeah, I haven't finished off this season. I've left the finale so the wife and I could watch it together. But I can see it going that way, and I'd be perfectly okay with it.
Yeah.
I think there needs to be something, because some of the ages
are all over the place.
Yeah, they kind of bug me the way they're doing it. I'm glad they're just going balls to the walls. If they didn't, I think they would have been canceled already after possibly season two, because they're just like, screw it. We're just throwing it out there, and we're going to act like that there's no tomorrow, and at that point it starts to work.
It's like the last two seasons of Smallville where they said, just fuck it, we're a superhero show now.
Yeah, I mean, that show went on with, you know, no superheroes, no tights, and eventually they did it. And it
Up for that pole. It's just such a rash if you hold on to that thing. How did the clothes come off? That's what I want to know. Does it, like, stop halfway through and they got to take the gear off then lift them all the way up?
Yeah, because you get it. I mean, at what point, if you're holding on, how are you? Are you changing with one hand?
Yeah.
Folded arms. Maybe the most random name for, is it a restaurant, hotel?
Nobody's impressed in that restaurant. They're just standing in there like, meh.
You have no, okay, you just had Alfred drive the Batmobile by and not a single person turned their head. What the living hell?
It's because Alfred takes that car out to Charles for hookers every single fucking night when Bruce is on a date.
Master Dick, get in the car, flash him your Master Dick and bring them with us.
Alfred's getting blown in an alley in the Batmobile.
I've earned this after raising you boys. No help. This is a big house that needs cleaning. I've earned it. This is one creepy ass room. So you got Bruce.
Everyone's sitting Sabina on the floor.
Everybody's sitting freaking Indian style, eating on mini tape. I mean, it looks like, I don't know, like an opium den from which I don't know. I'm getting some Eyes Wide Shut type of feel.
It's 1960s Court of Owls fucking in this place.
Oh, you know what? That I will give Gotham's TV show some huge credit for. I love the Court of Owls. I love what they are. And that cape, as much as I don't like the mask they created for the show.
Yeah, they're trolled for hookers.
Look, Alfred's got a freaking domino mask on and his glasses over the mask and his fucking bowler cap on top of it.
You're going to kick the shit out of Kato.
That would be pretty bad. See fucking Kato and Green Hornet show up right now.
Challenge him to like a Fast and the Furious style car race.
Master Wayne, I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
And just a power master Dick turbines the speed. Hit the bat nitro.
Oh, I don't have friends. I have a bat family. It's funny with Green Hornet. Van Williams, who played Green Hornet in a television series, is actually the in this movie is the voice of the president that calls.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So randomly, Van Williams ended up. You know, I don't think you ever see him. He's just a voice over the phone. But same production of this basically created Green Hornet, and he gets to be in that as well.
Nice.
You want to talk about a show that should have been able to morph into... That is one creepy-looking bat signal. That is pretty awesome, but that on the light itself, those ears look really strange.
That was so dope that Los Angeles actually lit the bat signal in honor of Adam West.
Yeah, it was. And I was wondering how they were going to find a way to do it, and the way that they had it projected on a building, and it was bright, it was vibrant, and I mean, you got out, it looks like tens of thousands of people into the street to be able to watch it. You had execs from DC, everybody in the streets, live streaming it, putting it on Facebook. I thought it was a really nice tribute, you know, to somebody that created really the superhero genre for live action. You know, at least on TV, not to knock, you know, Superman, you know, back before, but this was a game changer, and then was kind of just pissed on for decades, and then found the respect again much later.
It all comes back around.
You know, and so he never really came. He would have had, Adam West would have had every reason just to be a bitter asshole about the way he was treated over it all. And he wasn't. He appreciated the fans. He, you know, once he got back into it, really, really enjoyed it.
Does this mean 20 years from now, we're all going to come around on those Joel Schumacher Batman movies?
You know what? I will say, oh yeah, finger that kitty. Oh, finger that kitty. Wow. It approaches a climax. Holy shit. Okay.
Oh my god.
Wow. So Catwoman.
Oh, and he's enjoying it too.
Fingering this little cat toy, talking about it coming to a climax. You know, I'm sorry. That is not accidental whatsoever.
That's the dirtiest thing in this movie right now.
Oh, he swallowed the cat bait, everybody. Oh, wow. Oh, shit. Penguin may need to pass me a smoke after that. Yeah. I can't help but laugh when I see Alfred. I mean, this literally looks like behind the green door, the Batman edition. This
is just eyes wide shut. 50 Shades of Wayne.
And you know, oh, there you go. She's looking. Oh, yep, she's. Okay, where exactly is that camera hidden?
Ooh. Alfred's enjoying that a little too much.
How are you feeling, Master Robin? No, we were told to keep.
Turn that back on, you little shit. I haven't busted yet.
Oh, somebody's going to have to do his own sock laundry for a while.
Master Dick, you could learn a thing or two from Master Bruce. The fuck?
All right, so all the villains are flying in on... Are they...
Umbrellas. They're all umbrellas.
Riddler's got Riddler binoculars.
Who's financing this caper for all this shit?
Say, they have so much wealth. I don't know what the hell they need to go steal for anything. Oh my. Oh, it is a perky neat evening.
Are we sure this isn't the Triple X Batman version?
Yeah, this may be.
It's the director's cut.
You know what? I'm okay with it. I was wondering why there wasn't a little more adult fare on Netflix.
Yeah. The Russ Meyer cut.
Oh, there's that pink ribbon again. You know, once it gets to this, the second act, he spends almost as much time as Bruce Wayne as we get to see him as Batman.
Sure.
Which is one of the things I know he demanded when they wanted a movie, is that if he couldn't do Bruce Wayne a lot more, he wasn't going to be willing to do so.
Adam West never got the credit he deserved as some of the stuff his choices, acting choices as Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, and that's really the, you know, the character that you need an actor to play is the Bruce Wayne role.
That's why I like Affleck as Batman, because he's a really good Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, and I don't think there's been one so far that's done.
Why is Joker wearing a fucking mask?
Why is Joker wearing a mask?
It's the Joker. You know, who else is going to fucking be?
White face, green hair, purple outfit. But yeah, put a purple mask on too.
Oh, it's the stuntman. That's why. The stuntman looked nothing like Cesar Romero, so they put a fucking mask on him.
You know what? Oh, yep. I think it's the same thing with everybody. That was not Burgess Meredith.
No.
That is not Cesar Romero.
That is not Adam West.
Oh, that Frank is Adam West. Frank Gorshin suddenly became 5'2".
Yeah.
Alfred's all ready to get in on the man pile. But yeah, with the Bruce Wayne, I mean, they've been going all the way back. You know, Michael Keaton, one of my favorite Batman. I didn't really dig him as Bruce Wayne that much.
Mm-hmm.
For Christian Bale, it was the opposite. I thought he was a killer Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
For that age range, his Batman, I thought, left some to be desired. But Affleck may be the first one that really nails both sides of the character.
Swear to me!
Which I haven't watched in a while. And you know what? That's a trilogy I may need to pick up again.
Just watch the second one. That's all you need to do.
See, I love Batman Begins so damn much. Hey, look at the zipper on the back of my Riddler outfit.
He has the most costume changes in this movie.
Yeah, it really does. I honestly have no idea what at this point their plot is.
Nope.
Oh, now that she's in the Catwoman outfit, I really don't care either.
Nope. Does it matter? Nope.
And you know what? I don't think Bruce Wayne's going to give a shit either.
He slipped him a bat roofie. Got it from Cosby.
See, now this part bugs me, though, because Bruce Wayne, Batman would know that Miss Kitka was Catwoman.
Mm-hmm.
He would completely James Bond her. He would go ahead and, you know, he would take her all night long and then arrest her in the morning.
Yep.
But Batman would know that Miss Kitka was Catwoman. See, he's coming across much more Batman here, almost like he's ready to slip out of it. But he plays this Bruce Wayne. He plays it different. He's actually playing dual roles here, which you got to give credit for.
Mm-hmm. One thing that's kind of interesting, if you notice the mask on Catwoman there, that's the same kind of domino mask that the character Dr. Hurt has.
Ah.
Let's all watch him fuck.
Turn on the secret microphone. Let's listen to this. You You know, this really does lend itself to an adult style MST3K type content.
It does.
If I hadn't let your beauty let me off guard. Let's do it tied up, Miss Kitka.
Just the tip. Oh, sorry. Just the tip.
Okay. Now, to put it in perspective, you had Alfred and Dick watching. Now you got the Rogues Gallery listening. Everybody wants to listen to Bruce Wayne fuck.
That's a drop right there. What's the point of not wearing the fucking mask and just have chilling with it on your forehead?
You just raise it up. I mean, why? And when you're around your other rogues, why are you wearing your mask? Well, except here, not elsewhere.
Yeah.
And how rude is Penguin? Still smoking. Nobody else smokes. You know, it doesn't go off to the side. Doesn't even open a goddamn window.
No, it's just an asshole.
And, you know, O'Hara and Gordon and everybody else, other than the obligatory, hey, we need to remind you that we're in Gotham, they play no role in this whatsoever.
Well, everybody knows that the police in Gotham are the worst police force of all time because nothing fucking gets done without Batman.
Nothing gets done. Nothing sticks. Every single conviction gets overturned.
They could just walk out the front door.
Maybe how many, you can reach this with your fingers.
How many times do you think Joker has
replaced?
How many times do you think Joker has replaced Penguin's cigarette with one of those exploding cigarettes in this movie?
It's one of those nice little comical bang. And just rip. And, you know, there is a surprising lack of Biff Pam Pow.
There is. I just noticed that,
too. And I didn't really realize it till now.
Yeah, this is the second fight scene in this movie.
You got the sound effects. Bam!
Wow, Bruce Wayne's fighting a lot like Batman here.
Man, he's got some moves.
I'd recognize that left hook anywhere if it was the Joker. Do they buy all their furniture at IKEA? I've had bookshelves fall apart like that. What the fuck? Explosion.
Okay. Wow. You know what? Never. There is officially now not a single Batman movie where he does not kill somebody. Yep. This one. Metallic confetti.
So the seas around Gotham are just loaded with explosives then?
Just full of, you know what? That explains now in The Dark Knight Rises why more people did not try to swim away.
Yes.
See, it makes more sense now. Wait, but Bruce is diving in.
Here we go.
And we're safe. All right.
There we go.
And everybody pacing around inside stately Wayne Manor.
Choreographing their pacing.
There is a lot of wood inside this home, I tell you.
Oh, yeah.
And not just 17-year-old Dick.
I'm fine, Gordon. Now go fuck off. I gotta go be Batman.
So Dick's there with Commissioner. There's no access to the Batcave. Bruce, Dick.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Their instant costume change lever.
What happens if they're on the wrong Batpole?
I was just wondering the same. Oh, damn. Look at the fingerprints on the Batmobile. Yep. God damn it, Alfred.
Ooh. Those are the...
Told you to wax my Batmobile.
Those are the fingerprints from all the dead hookers in the trunk.
You know, he got bat. You know what? This is a Dark Knight Rises type of scenario. We have no idea how he got back to Wayne Manor, but he got back there pretty damn quick.
In like 5 seconds.
Suddenly he escaped, shows back up. We missed a scene in the middle, but he's back.
Right now, Riddler is really regretting his life decisions.
I mean, you got to think, at what point has any of these rogues tried to nail Catwoman? Is it worth the risk?
They've all tried to cat. They all have banged Catwoman.
I mean, Joker comes across either very asexual or effeminate. Like, he, you know, but Riddler, he looks pent up as a son of a bitch in this movie.
He's questioning the riddle of his sexuality.
It's crooked as a question mark, my dear. Big Ben just total. You know what? We are back to Chris Nolan Batman. Is that a total dehydrator?
Oh my god!
That looks like the device they stole from fucking Batman Begins. '66 did it first.
They're gonna make some beef jerky with that thing.
That is one big ass bong, I tell you. Fuck, a random penguin poster on the wall.
Red and green. The fuck is
that? Woo! And a pile of kitty litter on the ground.
Yes.
So we completely disintegrate. It looks like Rocky Horror Picture Show effects here.
Catwoman immediately pops a squat.
Oh, she's looking excited. I will say, every time I see Batman 66, it makes me want to watch Rocky back to back.
Yes.
Just because of her disparity.
No, Riddler, don't snort that shit. It's a lot of cocaine.
Just like 5 piles of freaking kitty litter.
5 piles of chocolate cocaine. Pretty much, I would say, so, Riddler, I'd say Riddler has a coke problem.
I would, yeah. I could absolutely see that.
For fuck's sakes, Penguin, don't ash in the fucking dehydrated...
You know what? He never ashes that cigarette the entire movie.
No.
90 minutes. Not once does
it
he
just hangs there.
To ash. Doesn't have an ashtray. That nose is really not blended into a skin tone at the moment.
No, not at the moment.
And the bat docks.
Doing a pretty shitty job of putting all that in the vial.
Hey, Dick's parking.
Can't find a fucking spot.
Some of this is not accidental. They're no, just it can't too be. Fucking much.
Oh, my favorite line in the movie is coming up.
Uh-huh. I don't know where the hell that rope came from, but he did not have that much rope in that utility belt.
Nope.
I can go with the Batarang.
It's made of unstable molecules.
And for the first time, and what are we, a freaking hour in, we finally get a Dutch tilt.
Yep. Oh, is that the technical name for this?
This is, yep, it is called a Dutch tilt, where they turn the camera sideways, let them walk up a building. Which in the show is how they got so many of the celebrity cameos. There's people that they just, after the first season hit so big, just asked to show up. Sammy Davis Jr. and, you know, so many celebrities at the time, just please let us show up. Because everybody walks up a wall.
I want him just to throw up on top of them.
You know, this is only the second story. You think they probably could have hopped a fence.
They could have.
Super blinding bat pellets.
The bomb.
And a bomb.
Here we go.
And what once again shows Batman willing to sacrifice himself for the greater good. And still looking for pussy. You know, there's a aquarium full of fish on the shelf with all the other rogues' little private shelves.
Fuck the fish.
Does he feed the fish? No.
This is the best scene ever.
This is classic. This is what I absolutely love with Adam West. He plays all this so goddamn straight.
Yep. Running through like nose.
He's in on the joke. He knows it, and he does it. He's the straight man as the joke. It's just, it's brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Bad chicks eating and seafood.
He's badass is just slurping down some shrimp.
Nom, 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 nom.
It looks like Pam and Archer. Yeah. Oh, just one more. Stinky pinky swear.
Yeah.
You know, when they drove up, there was almost nobody on this dock.
Everyone just showed up right now.
With a bomb. There is fucking everybody on this dock.
Fucking parade.
Nobody's getting out of his way.
Fucking
nobody's
boat.
Moving out of the. Nope.
Let alone it's, hey, it's Batman. Why is that guy fucking just climbing the ladder randomly?
Just randomly climb. And why couldn't you throw it over his head into the water anyway?
We've already established that the water's full of C4.
Yeah, water's explosive anyway.
What the fuck? Making out in a fucking boat.
Oh, goddamn.
No smoking. Yeah.
Those are not butane containers.
Goddamn nuns again. The baby carriage. Fucking bullshit.
Say it.
That's it. Oh, fucking ducks.
Oh, I love you, Adam West.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
best
Batman.
Line ever. Robin's all excited. He gets to be Batman now that Bruce is blown up.
Finally get the cave to myself. I can finally drive. He's got some weird little tassels on the back of his boots there, right? Robin does. Show myself behind these iron pipes.
Robin's like, oh, you're alive.
Damn it. I still gotta polish Alfred's knob, don't I? Yes, you do, young chum.
And he has to tend to Aunt Harriet.
I swear in this shot, Dick looks like he just aged 10 years.
Are we seriously an hour into this movie already?
Hi, Batman. I walk like a penguin.
And I'm
I have an umbrella and I smoke.
Wait a minute.
Penguin. Shit.
You've seen through my cunning disguise. Nah, nah, nah.
Plastic coated fingertips. How fantastic is that? He actually found a way to not get his fingerprints on it. Mm-hmm. You still know he's Penguin. Who gives a shit? Take him in. Retinal eye scan. 1966, talking about retinal eye scanners. Damn. That's pretty ahead of its time right there.
Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't have a retinal pattern file in your bat computer, would you?
It's in my iPhone. Penguin, is that you? No, it's not. Is that a fake beard? No, it's not.
You got all these sailboats in the background right where a bomb just exploded.
Yeah, they're investigating the bomb.
Because God knows the Gotham PD ain't going to do so.
Nope.
No alarms. Nobody coming. And the bat knockout gasp. Bill Cosby would be proud.
Yep. It's Jell-O pudding flavored.
Pudding pop. I love the story Burt Ward tells when they were first filming, day one of filming the series. They go and the first shot they ever did was them tearing out of the bat cave around that corner that you get in the opening credits. Mm-hmm. And he's all in the outfit. He's getting ready, gets in the car, looks over, and it's not Adam West in the car.
Yep.
He goes, "Wait, who are you?" He goes, "Well, Adam's not going to be in this car. It's way too dangerous for this stunt." What the fuck am I doing here then?
So what is the logic of bringing the fucking Penguin into the fucking Batcave when they know it's the fucking Penguin?
And okay, so you knock him out, you take him in the Batcave. It's the Penguin. You know it's the Penguin. Because that fake beard is good enough to fool Batman.
Well, he doesn't realize that's fucking Kitka, his Catwoman.
True. The drinking water dispenser is marked. I bet it says bat drinking water. So you got a drinking make one hook of a goddamn hose to a drinking fountain. What the fuck is he doing?
It's his catheter.
It's exactly what it looks like. I'm about to get an enema hose.
Gotta do a piss test.
It looks like he's behind, just getting ready to take a piss test.
What the fuck is the science behind this?
So we dehydrate. You know what? At this time, I could see dehydrated food. Powdered milk is probably catching on. Rehydrated pirates.
Knock their fucking head off, boys. What do you get for fucking dehydrating them?
But they just disappear.
This is bullshit. Oh. I'm out of here.
So technically, I will say it. Batman's killed about 4 people in this movie.
Yep. 5.
Dick
no, 6.
Killed you. Alfred hasn't been seen since he was jacking it in the Batmobile.
Nope. And Harriet's passed out on Valium up in the upper level of the Wayne Manor.
She's in Alfred's study just waiting for him to come inside.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta say, there's something classic about that Robin outfit. And I've loved that every Robin they've had has had some version of it one way or another. Even when they change it. Those colors, that style.
Yeah.
Which I wonder what we're going to get, because we're obviously getting, you know, the Batman, and one of these movies is going to have Robin, presumably. We know Robin died in the current DC Films universe, and I wonder which way they're going to go with it.
Probably Jason Todd.
And I would hope of anything I've discussed with somebody else, I would love to see the Batman be almost an Arkham Knight game, but movie, mm-hmm. So that you can introduce whoever the hell you want, have it planted in there. And then just at the very end, you see Jason Todd pounding on a door because he knows Batman's there, but Batman can't know that Jason's inside still.
I like the idea that Jared Leto Joker is Jason Todd.
I think that would be a good twist. I think it would be a decent excuse for why Jared Leto Joker is the Joker that they thought was acceptable.
I didn't mind him. I say I didn't hate him. It was a different interpretation of him. The Joker should always look different. He should always be reinventing himself. But if they swerved it with that he was Jason Todd, really, then that would have been fucking perfect.
I think they could still go that way. I don't think they had, you know, I like Leto as a Joker. I just don't think I liked what what they didn't allow him to do of what we've seen so far.
So they didn't feel to check his fucking umbrella.
Yeah, we're just going to let him in there.
After all of that.
Quickest knockout gas in the world.
Mm. And they just went, son of a bitch.
This one.
Wow. And they just leave the fucking Batmobile, the Bat fucking motorcycle here.
Bat cycle on the side of the road covered in some weeds.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, fucking dick.
That does that not look comfortable.
In the world.
There's no seatbelt, no helmet.
I mean, he's sitting on top. He is not in that thing. He's riding on top of whatever they decided to attach.
Oh my god.
Disengage. All right, that's pretty badass right there.
Worst sidekick or worst sidecar ever. Now that looks more like more sense. It's a go-kart.
That looked pretty sweet. You know what? That reminds me of the Batpod ejecting out.
But why the hell couldn't he have just like stopped it with Dick in the vehicle? Why did Dick have to veer off to the side like that?
Think about it. You have to now stop and reattach that for no reason other than it looked.
Fucking back scratcher.
Miss Kitka just chilling with a back scratcher.
We all know where she's putting that scratcher later. Hey now.
Oh yeah. Oh, I do love this Riddler.
So coked out.
You know, I always loved that the actor that plays Alfred in the 66 series, and I've always thought it a little nod. His name is Alan Napier, and I always took Jack Napier as just a nod to this classic Alfred.
Yeah.
Because Jack Napier didn't exist before that 89 movie.
Mm-hmm. It's all helpful for them just to label fucking everything on this sub.
Yeah, this is great. Fire rocket. Missile button.
The same footage from before.
Some more stock footage. Polaris rocket. How the hell did they get back in the submarine? To fire the rockets? At the Batcopter that is flying over land.
Don't worry about it. It's moving.
Helicopters do not fly upside down. Oop, more skywriting. Maybe. The dynamic duo. Oh, he said the words. And now with one man gone, Penguin not here, must have another random pirate to stand at the periscope.
For balance. Or it doesn't work.
I mean, at what point would Joker just be, what the fuck are you doing here?
Get back to your station. This is above your pay grade. The fuck is that?
Rubber wholesalers. Oh.
Well, it's a good thing that a convention was in town.
When you need rubber, come to the Foam Rubber Wholesalers Convention this week in downtown Gotham.
That's a drop.
What goes up white and comes down yellow and white. Boom! Phrasing. Say, I gotta love Riddler's work with these skywriting rockets. Of all the things I've seen in any Batman movie, that may be the most impressive.
That's right, yeah.
So there's a interview I listened to with Jim Lee a long time ago. Might have been Fat Man on Batman, and he talked about he has a Adam West bat suit that he had commissioned for himself. complete identical. He says that the bat belt, the utility belt for that outfit, is the most ridiculous one because of how large the pockets are, that you cannot bend whatsoever in
it. Oh, really?
Yay, Pengi submarine.
One thing I always loved about Batman, about the Batman 66 series, just Batman chilling in the middle of the day. Nobody fucking bats an eye.
No, it's the only time that you see Batman, you know, in daylight, really.
Yeah.
No other series, none of the other movies do you actually get daytime Batman.
Catwoman's totally in heat in this scene.
Oh, if you've had a cat and you've heard meow, that's what she's doing right there.
That pirate knew what's up. He's like, the fuck?
Go away, Riddler.
Arr, I'm going to tickle her kitty. Arr. Gonna show her my puss in boots.
Again, this submarine is the worst thing in the world. I absolutely love it.
The most inconspicuous thing fucking ever.
Though I guess, you know what? Batman Returns, when he had that weird little penguin underwater thing that he rode on, it had flippers in the back, very similar to the way that this the submarine's got it.
Again, the fucking mask. Who are you fooling? You're the fucking Joker.
You're the Joker. Pink outfit, white face, green hair. Why do you have a domino mask?
I wish they would have asked him that in this movie. That would have been tremendous.
Or somebody just looking him sideways. Just for what? I mean, was the United Nations getting built? Because this is so similar to it, yes. But it's not the United Nations building.
Completely different. It's the United World building.
No, if a guy's walking in with gas coming out of his umbrella, you might want to step back. Don't move.
Even Riddler has a fucking, or like Penguin has a fucking mask on.
I can't, how do you not know it's a Penguin?
I like that. That's hilarious.
You know, he waddles more in this scene than he really waddled in any movie up till now. You poor guards. Abandoned elevator, not in use.
Everything in the Batman 66 universe is just so fucking literal.
Say like somebody in this universe made a lot of money just making decals for everything in its world.
And signs. There's a sign maker union. Everything has to be fucking labeled and has signs, or it's not up to code.
Literal sign makers 101.
So they already know that the dehydrator doesn't work.
Yeah, they've dehydrated, they rehydrated. They know they get killed after a single punch.
Fuck it, let's use it anyway.
Oh, and now we get the United, whoever the people are.
What, no
the people representing the world can fit in a room about the size of my kitchen.
No representatives of Bayala and Kandak.
Oh, that would have been fantastic.
Yeah. A little bit too early for that.
So, yes, you have a United Nations with no Canada, no America. Oh, there's the United States is finally going to show up.
Everybody's fucking smoking.
All right, they already went around this table once. And half of these people were not here. They're going around the table another time, and suddenly there's a lot more countries at the table. Wow, how different of a time that you actually have West Germany.
We're a bunch of stereotypes. Bippity-boppity. And no one's paying attention that they're all being fucking disintegrated.
When I think of Japan, I think of a blonde guy sitting at the table.
Yeah.
United Kingdom. Oh, there we go. Okay. At least he's got the same mustache that we had in The Villain of Wonder Woman. Same traditional British stash.
Everyone's looking at it like no one's paying attention to the other person. Everyone else, they're just fucking talking.
They're just still talking. They're getting disintegrated.
And of course, the fucking cocaine's different colors.
It's all different. Before, it was all just kitty litter freaking gray. Now everyone's a color. Riddler's got to be excited.
He wants to snort some Japan. He wants to snort some USSR.
I'm going to mix this together. I'm going to get a rainbow bright.
He's going to have a melting pot.
Most fucked up. Okay, what elevator doesn't just have an arrow pointing up and down? It's got the words in like 8 different languages.
It's the union. They had to. Everything's got to be fucking up to code.
You know what? It may just be so that every single person in this has got a mask. There's no reason for it.
There's no reason. Everybody got a mask. Even the dehydrator's labeled.
Oh no, right through the abandoned elevator that says it's not in use, Robin.
Robin just trips over the security guard.
You know, this has got to have the worst security out of every place. So you had 4 guards in the entire World Council building.
Mm-hmm. And none of them had guns.
Nobody had guns. It was a complete Steven Spielberg 1999 retrofit. Everybody, they're all disintegrated. Nobody knows a thing. No cameras. No security inside. They got back to the bat sub, the penguin sub.
I'm surprised it doesn't say penguin sub on the side.
It's probably probably labeled on the hatch. Penguin hatch. Penguin outside. And penguin still being an asshole with a cigarette.
Yep. They're organic.
And for this scene, we got Cesar Romero to show back up, so we took his mask off. Ah, I swear to God, that kitty.
That thing must have been fucking hot to wear.
Gosh, I mean, everybody else, yeah. I mean, has at least somewhat of a normal-ish outfit. You know, Riddler's got, you know, zips up the back, so it's tight, but
spandex,
hers just that skin tight, you know, pleather vinyl type of just, oh yeah. I would smell the hell out of that at the end of a filming day, though, I tell you. I might have issues.
Nice, he has those earphones on for safety, those Robin Beats.
Okay, wait a minute. Did we just add disco lights into the penguin sub?
Yep.
And the computer board is lit up like his fucking mother from Alien. And the cat. Wait a minute. When did the cat get on the submarine?
Well, the cat's always been there.
Was it there?
Yeah.
Fire
the stock footage.
And stock footage. Fire 3. Jesus. Smallest fucking binoculars ever. Oh, those things look like they came inside a Cracker Jack box.
They probably did. It was a bat Cracker Jack box.
That boat is badass, though. I gotta get that fin is pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? That looks a lot like the fin on the Batman Forever Batmobile.
Probably an homage.
Yeah, just that scoop in the back, the way that it goes, looks really, really almost identical. The class of missile, it's got a wavelength of. So, freaking 90 minutes in, he finally does some goddamn detective work.
Get with the program, Bruce. Do your goddamn job.
Not all about trying to fuck Miss Kitka.
And by the way, she's Catwoman, you asshole. okay, Robin. It's just more skywriting.
Every other missile was that Polaris missile that did skywriting. One that doesn't.
It's okay. It hit another shark. That's why it exploded.
And it lands in the water, and as we know, Gotham Harbor's full of C4. I kind of want a penguin submarine for bath time now.
Mm-hmm.
Behold the most eminent men in dehydrated condition.
Which I have no idea how to put them back to life. Because that science makes no sense.
If they sink the sub, you would think that they would get this fucking periscope view scope as a pair of lips. Oh, I've never noticed it before, and I can't not see it.
Fucking cigarette.
He completely turned into Mickey for a second. 5, 4, 3.
Got legs of thunder.
Thunder. I swear to God, there's no Riddler right there. That's just a dummy. Oh, nope, that's Frank Gorshin. All right.
Telling you, women, Riddler, Catwoman, weakened legs.
Catwoman, weakened legs. Riddler weakens mine.
Bat bazooka. The fuck is that on his hand? Literally, what the fuck was that on his hand? It was all fuzzy a second ago.
Uh-huh.
I'll stab you with my umbrella.
Run silent and run deep.
That's what she said.
This is a pretty damn long action sequence when you think about it. I mean, this goes longer than... Shit, this is like the end of Dark Knight Rises when he's frickin' trying to fly the goddamn thing out over Gotham City.
Let's not get into that. That made no fucking sense whatsoever either.
Frickin' Robin with this bad person. Batman doing bat donuts in the bat boat.
Mm-hmm. Joker thing, how the hell did I get fucking into this shit?
Bazookas fire underwater because fuck they do.
Well, they're electric bazookas. Fucking.
Captain on the boat still has no idea what the hell is going on.
No.
And we finally get some. I swear, I am really missing the Biff Bam Pow.
Yeah, I know. What's up with that?
This is the most ridiculous. It is an NES light gun.
Yes, it is.
Freaking Captain Ahab just chilling, reading his book.
Yep.
And nothing to see here. This is the most gyroscopic fucking beaker holder ever in the history of time.
Whoa!
Cats don't take water. Did the penguin just fucking quote Starship Troopers ahead of its time?
I think he did.
You want to live forever? God, you know what? I've wondered this whole movie. What the hell that? There's a penguin statue or whatever it was chilling on this boat.
We're all fucked. My wig.
That shit is getting a little out of hand. Estimated. What do you mean? okay, why is the boat going to be over there when you fucking were just driving in circles around it, shooting it straight under you?
Aquaman just shows up and saves the fucking day.
That would be badass. What the fuck do you guys think you're doing?
It's fucking it's fucking George Lazenby is fucking 1960s Aquaman.
Oh god, yes. You know, that's something else I'd like. They've done the 66, 77. I'd like just to do a full-blown just Justice League during that time frame.
Oh, it's probably coming.
I mean, you could do the rest of them and just have fun with it, especially Aquaman.
Oh, yeah.
And Wonder Woman's been around that time. He can, too.
Mm-hmm. Did you got to figure out who they were going to who they would cast as, like, 1960s Aquaman, 1960s Superman, etc.?
Yeah.
George Hamilton could be Superman.
Or if they just completely go George Reeves type Superman.
Yeah. There it is.
There we go.
There's our money shot. They were saving it to the end.
And suddenly there's a shitload of pirates willing to get their ass kicked.
Yeah.
And we leave a giant wrench on the deck just because.
Well, technically it was the same four henchmen over and over in different costumes, but.
Biff. Swap.
Splooge. Oh, wait, that was the other movie.
Oh, nope, there's a splooge. I love you, Automatopoeia.
Yep.
Wah, wah, wah. Yeah. Oh, look at the bat zipper on the back of the outfit.
Save that pussy, Batman.
Randomly gonna fucking throw him a cat.
It's not even a real cat in his hands now.
No, could you imagine if they did ask him to do this with a cat? Just how fucked up that would be.
Yes.
Not Cesar Romero. Not Cesar Romero. Not Cesar Romero.
Yes.
Not Frank Gorshin.
He's not wearing the mask now. No, that was not Frank Gorshin.
Bon voyage, pussy. That is a James Bond line if I have ever heard one.
Umbrella fight.
Where does he get those wonderful umbrellas? And Robin fucking dives in.
At least Adam West fulfilled the voice, got a voice recorder for the second Batman animated movie.
Yeah, I was really glad that, you know, when I heard that that was done and that they'll have that one more Cape Crusaders animated flick.
Yeah, because it's, isn't it Will Shatner as Two-Face?
Yes, it is. His voice acting that he's done the last couple of years, I've absolutely loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Family Guy, I was a fan of when it first came out. Got away from it for a while when it got just repetitive and boring, but finding it again the last couple of years, mm-hmm. he was great in it.
I really wish they would have got Garman to do Cesar Romero Joker in that, though.
Yeah. I mean, it just to play off it, just for the fun, just for how it is. And I can't imagine Garman
wouldn't have done it.
Yeah. I mean, it's got to be hard for him on that show. Miss Kitka, no way. No. I grabbed that ass.
You bitch.
Hello, fourth wall. Jesus Christ. Fucking feel Batman's heartbreaking.
Yeah. How did I not see this coming?
Look at it's that got look. Bad eyebrows on there.
Yeah.
They really sell just him being.
That's a David Lynch extended take of Adam West right there.
Jesus.
10 minutes also, of 10 minutes of Adam West looking sullen into the camera.
You know, Ralph Garman getting working on Family Guy for so long with Adam West.
Yeah,
it's got to be hard for him to like think of going back into the booth to record for it right now, knowing that his friend, you know, his personal friend is gone. He did so much for him. The getting the star, you know, getting a chance to work with them when they were going to do the Hollywood Babylon show.
Yeah, that West on West was hilarious.
The West on West. Oh, fuck. That was great.
But this still hasn't tipped over yet.
Best freaking beaker holder in the world.
Yep.
Okay, so why are some of these more full than others? Some of these just fat asses?
That's racist. No, it's because it's Riddler sniffs some of that one guy.
Ah, fucking Captain. All the work in the world to save the goddamn United World Council.
They're all dead. Oh, God.
Alfred, I need a sign for the super molecular dust separator, please.
I'll call our Union Steward, sir. He'll be over next Tuesday. Of course he has a super molecular dust separator on the fucking Batcave.
Didn't even have to pull it out. It was ready to go.
It's next to the cappuccino maker. Oh, sorry, the Bat cappuccino maker.
Fucking Gordon. You're gonna call Batman with a camera? Look, you little dick. Fucking, you don't do this on camera.
No. It's called the down low, Gordon.
Jesus. Up this president right here. Yep, it's Van Williams. That is the man that'll end up being Green Hornet.
Nice.
Or he gets fucked over in a movie by fucking, what's his name? No, I missed it.
Seth Rogen?
Seth Rogen, thank you.
I didn't hate that movie.
It's not horrible. It's not what they would make now, but it stands as the movie that it meant to be.
Yeah, it's a Green Hornet movie.
Yeah. I mean, there's a reason Green Hornet is the Green Hornet. It's not every hero is the same way. Not every movie needs to be made the same style. Marvel, you know, change things up a little bit. Which made me think with the new president or one of the new presidents of DC talking about that they're interested in one or two possible R-rated properties for screen. I'm thinking we're Macy Lobo sooner rather than later.
Fuck yeah.
I don't think they'll do it with Justice League Dark. I don't know if they should. They could.
They should.
But, you know, but there's a couple characters that I think could cross over, you know, that they want a little more mainstream.
We should finally get that Sandman movie.
Oh, that would be badass.
Terry Gilliam Sandman.
See, I'm hoping now with everything that happened with JLD, I'm just please call Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah.
He's free. Frickin' with Ron Perlman off. Ron Perlman Swamp Thing is my fucking. That's just my dream.
I want David Lynch's Ambush Bug.
Oh, that would be special.
That
would be fucked up.
You've got a call from Al.
You know what? He'd have to bring back Trent Reznor to do the score like he did for Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Just jacked up music score to go with it.
Or see David Lynch's Batman 66. I think that would work too.
And we got people around the world watching randomly on
closed circuit. They're waiting for WrestleMania. They were watching that closed circuit feed.
Oh, you know what? That is just their very old United Nations building before the retrofit. Mm-hmm. That curved building. All right. Nice little cut and paste. Did you have to... All right, so you're going to rehydrate the world leaders.
We don't know if it's going to work. Whatever
did you have to take...
Don't punch them.
Did you have to do it in the office in the chair that they were in?
They're using soft water now. Okay. They had to use Evian. They had to use Evian.
Hospital. Maybe inside the Batcave. I mean, Bruce Wayne has got some great fucking facilities that may work out great for it.
Well, they already had the set built, so.
Light, water, soft. I have no idea what that means. And all the random shit they got, and you knew they forgot one thing, and they sent some production assistant down to Home Depot to get a fucking hose.
Yep.
That is 1980s frickin' I need a drink of water garden hose, kids.
That's the bat hose.
Not the same one this kid got.
That guy couldn't stay awake for this scene.
Robin, handle my bat hose.
Again. Same hose they use for the bat enemas.
Yeah, freaking Gordon just like holding the phone up. I'll tell you what happens. President can't show up.
President's way too busy for this shit.
What are we going to do, Commissioner Gordon? Drama, drama, drama.
Robin just knocks the thing over accidentally.
See, it's in a glass beaker. Does that mean we're just going to have glass exploding everywhere?
That guy should be a foot shorter from where his vial was before to where he is now.
Yay!
And they're immediate like they were before. No one's paying attention to it. They're just fucking yelling at each other and talking.
Conversation fucking picks up right where it left off. Same argument going on the exact same way.
Makes no sense.
Fucking United Kingdom pounding a shoe on the... Nate, what the fuck are they doing pounding a shoe on the table? Is that a United Kingdom thing?
Batman just inches away before they all just fucking explode. I've done my job. I put them back to normal.
Shit's gonna go wrong from what I saw last time.
This scene teaches us anything, it's just the world is fucked. Even in the 1966.
Look at the freaking representative from freaking France, and he's still in like a 1920s fucking World War I outfit.
Maybe it'd be better if we just dehydrated everyone again.
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, how great would this thing be used right now? Oh, the world could use some dehydrating at the UN.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. But inconspicuously, chum.
Because
we hooked up some fucking giant water bong to everybody. Yep. Let's figure out a way to sneak out of the room. They literally just fucking walk.
Fuck it, wow. Peace.
Oh my god, Jim Gordon's the fucking worst.
You know, Batman, you can take the door. No, fuck it. I'm taking the window.
There's no reason to go out the window whatsoever.
I don't want to live anymore in this world.
I miss Kit has broken my heart. I can't do it.
Fuck it.
Robin, I'm not even hooking up the bat rope. I'm just diving out.
Batman, you're on the second floor.
And we get the quickest ending you could possibly yep. get. Looking out the window and they're done.
In the middle of the fucking day.
Down a window. Again, it's all right because nobody's going to say anything. They didn't say anything anytime. Fucking Batman ran through the streets.
Oh, man. That was a fucking movie. Bat and West, rest in peace.
Thank you, Bright Knight.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Adam, for joining me on this episode of Small Screen Heroes.
Oh, my pleasure. This was fun. Hope everybody else enjoyed. Sorry for any of my go silent moments as we're enjoying the movie we're watching. No. So hopefully you all queued it up with us.
So thank you for listening. If you like the show, let us know. Send us an email at Benjamin's email. Leave us a comment below. If you like the show, give us a review on iTunes because that really helps everything. 5 stars. And leave a positive review that you want more comic book movie commentaries from Binge Media, and I would be happy to do them. So until next time, I am Batch, and this is Adam, and read a goddamn book.
Yep.
You've been listening to the Binge Media Podcast Network on BingeMedia.net. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Buy some merch at BingeMedia.net/shop. Subscribe to our newsletter at BingeMedia.net/newsletter. And don't forget...
I can't get enough of Super
Bob Odell.